You're listening to the WHO podcast, and my name is Tom Shakespeare. In New York this week, the World Health Organization, together with the World Bank, launched the first ever World Report on Disability. The World Report on Disability will support implementation of the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, or CRPD, which came into force in 2008 and which has now been ratified by 100 countries. We asked Maria Soledad Cisterna, a lawyer from Chile, who is deputy chair of the CRPD committee, to explain some of the problems faced by people with disabilities worldwide.
So, in my opinion, it's the issue of personal integrity, the situation of people who are forced to endure against their free and informed consent, forced sterilization, invasive surgery or medical research or forced treatment or even institutionalization. I feel that these are very, very, very delicate and important areas in the life of a person. In addition, for example, exposure to violence or abuse or exploitation of people with disabilities in institutions and also in the community. Also, not to forget the problems of implementing inclusive education for people with disabilities or simply difficulties finding employment.
Over 370 experts from around the world helped write the report. Alana Officer, WHO executive editor for the publication, highlights the type of barriers which they identified.
There are over a billion people with disabilities in the world, and they face widespread barriers in accessing services, health, education, employment, transport, as well as information. Either these services are unavailable, or when they are available, they are inadequately funded, there are barriers of physical access and negative attitudes. As a result, people with disabilities are more likely to be living in poverty, have poorer health, lower levels of educational achievement, and are dependent.
Each chapter in the report offers specific ways forward, and the report as a whole concludes with cross-cutting recommendations.
The first recommendation of the report is to enable access to all mainstream services, because people with disabilities have ordinary needs. Second, to invest in specific programs and services for people with disabilities, like rehabilitation, support and assistance, or vocational training. Third, to adopt a national disability strategy and plan of action so that all stakeholders can join forces to improve the lives of people with disabilities.
The report finds that the global prevalence of disability is 15%, which is higher than the previous WHO estimates. Somnath Chatterjee of the WHO Department of Health Statistics and Informatics tells us how this figure was obtained.
The first thing is that we have defined disability in a very different way. So we are not thinking of disability as a problem of a minority of people who have impairments. But what we believe is disability is any decrease in functioning, which means every person potentially can be disabled. So what we did, we took a data set, which is a large data set of 250,000 people from the World Health Survey, looked at the kind of difficulties people experience in their day-to-day functioning, and using that information, set a threshold to get a number. And this threshold has been defined by looking at the functioning of people who have diabetes, who have heart disease, who have arthritis, and use that to set our cutoff, and also compare that against people who have, for example, blindness, or people who are paralyzed, or people who cannot remember things, and match that as well. So we are certain that the people we are talking about are people who have significant difficulties in their functioning.
The report suggests that rates of disability are increasing and that disability is concentrated amongst more vulnerable populations.
Disability, we find, increases as people grow older, and it's much more common in women than in men. It's common amongst the poor and it's common in low-income countries.
The World Report is intended for use by governments and other partners who can adapt the report's recommendations and remove barriers to the participation of people with disabilities. Alexandra Posarac World Bank executive editor of the report, explains.
This report is going to make a difference because this is a report based on available evidence, on knowledge. It provides good practice examples, and I really hope that in all countries, every country in the world would find something useful in this report, which is going to be implemented in practice and is going to contribute to improvements in lives of people with disabilities.
Disabled people's organizations are key partners in this effort. As A.K. Dubé from the African Decade of Disabled Persons tells us.
The World Report on Disability provides us with evidence on the status quo in terms of disability work worldwide. So the findings are important, the recommendations are important, and like all reports, what is essential is that it must be properly disseminated and that it must be properly utilized. We are expecting to use the evidence from that report to support our national disability mainstreaming strategies in terms of planning, but also to help governments to understand how to mainstream disability.
If you want to learn more about global disability, you can download the whole report, or the summary document, or the fact sheet from the WHO website. You can also view the 4 video stories of disabled people at the WHO YouTube channel. Look for the links on the transcript page of this podcast. That's all for this podcast, and thank you for listening. This is Tom Shakespeare for the World Health Organization in Geneva.